Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Masjid Darul Salam, Toronto, Canada. Sunday after Asr Salah, 26th of Ramadan, 4th of August, 2013. How to make dua? Dua must come from the heart. Cry only to Allah. The bayan is presented by Hazrat Maulana Subhan Dalvi Shahab Damat Barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi ladhi anzala Quran in Arabiya wa hadana sirat sawiya. والصلاة والسلام على محمد الذي بعث رسول النبي وعلى آله وصحبه الذين سلكوا طريقا مرضيا أما بعد. My respected elders, dearest brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we will keep our majlis after Salatul Asr relatively shorter than usual due to the fact that later on tonight we will be here for quite a while, seeing as this is the night where the khatam of the Qur'an will be taking place, in which the dua of those who make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepted. And I understand that duas which take place will be taking place for quite some time, and as they should. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and this is the topic which I want to discuss with you very briefly here today, so we are in the right mindset for later on today and later on tonight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that when my slave asks in regards to me, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then tell my slave that فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the asbab al-nuzul and the reasons of revelation to this verse? A person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to Rasulullah that, O Messenger of Allah, when we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should we make dua to him quietly or should we make dua to him loudly? Because if he is close to us, then why do we need to have to shout out and make loud dua? And if he is far away from us, then shouldn't we say it loudly? So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when my slave is asking about me, that where am I close, how should I make dua to him? فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am close. So in there is an indication that when a person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's in private, in the closed doors of his house, he makes it very, very silently towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was like the dua of Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam, nida and khafiya in Surah Maryam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam begged from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grant him a child, this was done with a very, very low voice. Now when somebody makes dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there should be a sense of, you know, privacy between this person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this person is now emptying the contents of their heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, when we have this khatm of Quran tonight, of course, Mawlana will have to read loudly, otherwise how will the people know what the dua which is being made. However, what I notice many a times is that sometimes, you know, the dua is in Arabic many a times and then it's in Urdu as well. And many of the people, sometimes they don't understand Arabic or they don't understand Urdu. They don't understand Urdu. Or sometimes they don't understand Arabic or Urdu. So what does a person do during this time? Does he just keep his hands up and then, and you know, he's bored the whole time and he's just saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Sometimes the Imam, all he said is, Allahumma lakal hamd. Oh Allah, for you there is praise. The person behind him doesn't know what he's saying and they're shouting out, Ameen, Ameen. This is the place for you to shout out, Ameen. You have to wait for the Ameen to come. So sometimes you don't know what is going on in the dua. And sometimes it can be very, very, very long. Bilkul diwar. Ji. Sometimes it's a. But you know, Imam Sahib's going on for a while, you know, and there's Urdu going on and Arabic going on, and the person who's speaking English doesn't understand what's going on. And sometimes when we have to wait in the beginning, the Urdu is being recited, in the Arabic is being recited first, and those who know Urdu and don't know Arabic, so there's this, you know, frustration that comes upon a person. Like, man, I came to the mosque on the 27th night to read Quran Sharif, to earn this dua, and the dua is being made and I don't know what is being done. So what does this person do then? Does he just remain silent, look at the clock every 10 seconds? Or how long is Imam Sahib going on for? This is going on for an hour. This is a marathon. I just want to go home now and eat some Kentucky Fried Chicken. So what does a person do during this time? Rather, when he sees that this is a place, this is a virtuous place, it has some virtue, Then when Imam Sahib is making his dua and you're not understanding, then you know, to yourself, ponder over those things that you have done in your life which have been wrong. You know, ponder over those things wrong that you have done, wrong upon wrong upon wrong. And remember these sins that you've done, how you have transgressed the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, make yourself cry over these sins that you've done. How many years am I going to continue living? 25, 30, 40, 45, 50 years? Where it's been in complete disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person has to ponder over these sins that he's regularly made. And then beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith that if you can't cry over these du'as that you are making, you can't beg Allah ta'ala with the face of a person who's begging him, crying his eyes out, then make the face of somebody who is crying. Make the face of somebody who's crying. This doesn't mean that you are, you know, you put on a theater performance and you know you're making a face to cry. Then the person next to you says, "Oh, Bajan, where's your phone?" And you say, "Sorry," and you completely lose your face. And then you go back, "Okay, where was I?" And then back to that crying face again. This is insincere. Rather, you know, you are in that zone. You are with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Fafidhu ila Allah. You are now in that mode where it is just you now and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala in conversation. That there is no second, there is no third or fourth or fifth person in this conversation between you and Allah Subhanahu. That you are pouring out the contents of your heart, you are asking for those things that you need in your life, those hawa'ij and those necessities that you are pleading Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. You know, make ikrar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the sins that you've done. You know, when you go to a judge, if you have committed a crime and you say to him that, "No, sorry judge, I'm not guilty," and then proof comes later on that you are guilty, then what will happen is that you'll go and you'll get double the sentence perhaps. He'll be even more severe when he's giving you that custodial sentence and he's giving you that punishment by sending you into prison. However, when a person is a person in the court and he knows that he has done a sin or he has done a crime and he says to the judge that, "Oh judge, I have made the crime, I am not guilty," then sometimes the judge puts a decrease in the punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when that slave makes iqrar of his sin, can you imagine how foolish that person is who feels that he doesn't even need to make an iqrar and an announcement to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of his sin, and he feels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know what's going on, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inni qareeb," I'm close to this person, I know everything that this person does. So when you are making dua to Allah ta'ala, tell him everything that you've done. "I'm sorry for this, Allah. I'm sorry for this. I looked at this girl in a wrong way. I'm sorry. I have been addicted to this obscene material that I see so regularly on the computer and on the TV. I am sorry for this." You know, you are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your heart. It's with the sincerity of the heart. Many people are saying, "Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah." And they think, okay. But that sincere dua is the one which comes from the heart. The best of duas is that which comes from the heart. That you're turning now towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a conversation between you and your Creator. And I guarantee you, you spend that half an hour, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, however long the dua is, in this mode where it is just you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you shut off your mind. And one thing, brothers, please switch off your mobile phones during this time. Or at least put it on silent. And if you put it on silent, then put it without the vibration. Imam Sahib is making dua and then from one side of the phone or one side of the masjid, someone's putting on azan starts playing. This is after Taraweeh, there's not going to be no azan out in the morning. So sometimes Makkah azan comes on. Then from another side, then you have sometimes people, their music starts playing inside the masjid. This is not nice. It takes away from the atmosphere. Sometimes Imam Sahib's reading namaz, he's concentrating. You know, the job of an imam is very, very hard. He has to concentrate, you have to read. Sometimes you're reading, and then as you're reading, the person's phone right behind you starts playing. Then all of that confusion starts coming up into your mind. So, you know, when you are inside the mosque, and in this time, you know, when the du'as are being recited towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave all those distractions aside, put your phone away, you know, put everything away. And guide yourselves and guide your children so that they are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an appropriate manner. And you know, you first, when you're making dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm not saying this just for later on, but for your, at the time of iftari, and later on in your life, the way you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is first you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you send durood to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some more. Then you make dua for yourself. First you make istighfar. Before you can ask from the king, you have to say sorry for the things that you've done wrong. So you say sorry for the things you've done wrong. And then you start asking for yourself. Then you ask for your mother, your father, your spouse, your children. Then you ask for your close friends. Then you ask for your community. Then you ask for the ulama. One request, make dua for myself as well. Make dua for Qari Mursab as well. And all our a'imma who are here, who are doing such hard work, the community members, make dua for the people of the masajid. And you make this dua, but in between, from time to time, you make dua for and send durood to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, which Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi brings in his fadail of durood. He says, don't make my mention in your dua something which is like a utensil which is put at the back of a horse. Rather, meaning, don't put my make my durood and my mention in your dua like something that you just have to put there just for the sake of it. Rather, remember him in your dua that you're sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By seeing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawajjuh and attention comes down upon a person that this person is remembering my beloved. You know, friends of the beloved are beloved also. Friends of the beloved are beloved. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. That say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do those things that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does. Then Allah will love you as well. So friends of the beloved are also the beloved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, you know, these people find my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beloved to them. So they are beloved to me. Just in the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala gives so much. So these are a few things that we need to keep in our mind whilst we are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be sincere. You know, there's no point wasting your time if you're just coming to the mosque so people can see. Sometimes people get very emotional as well. And they start crying very loudly. Okay, it's good to cry, but make sure your crying is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes people are crying, and they're crying, but then when they're taking that breath, they're looking to the side. Is anybody looking at me? You know, mashallah, I'm such a pious person. So then when they leave at night time, the person next to them says, Ke bhaijan, you know, you cried so much, mujhe bhi rone aaya. And I started crying as well. So, you know, this is riya. What's the worth of that dua? It's not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's for the person next to him. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to that person, just like the way you used to ask, you used to cry for the sake of this person in the worldly life, now ask him to save you from the fire of Jahannam as well. That every time you lifted your hands up, it was nothing except, you know, a drama act and a show. So crying is good. But every time you're crying, you know, remind yourself in your heart that this is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we can't cry. If you can't cry, make the face of a person who is crying. Maybe, you know, in our masajid in the UK, where my Mawlana Abdul Rahim Sahib does his dua for khatm of Quran, the lights go off completely. So nobody can see who's next to them. Nobody can, you know, the kids can't look at each other and start smiling. And the people, you know, they don't get distracted by people around. And it's just, you know, in darkness they're begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody's crying. So we need to bring this mahul inside our majalis and our sittings as well over here. There is very little time now left between now and the time of iftari. Make dua over then as well. And make dua tonight as well. And the biggest lesson is, even though our khatm of Quran is tonight, there may be still 2 or 3 days left of Ramadan. Don't think our work is done now. We've made it to the khatam of the Quran. We don't need to make dua now on the remaining nights. We don't need to make dua at tomorrow time iftari. Ramadan is still going on, my brothers. Don't think that the work is done now. And now I can go home and put my Eid clothes and have a look in the mirror if it's looking nice or not. You still got the hard work left. You know, that person who's a sprinter, he's told run through that line. He's told to run through it, not to slow down before it. Because if he slows down before it, it is possible that he might lose the race. So in the same way, don't slow down now, run right through it. And then on the day of Eid, this is the day you will take some rest. This is the time you will laugh and you will rejoice in all that mehnat that you made throughout the month. And your heart will be very, very light at the end of this month. This is a promise, brothers. So spend this night in some ibadah, some worship, make dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the ability to act upon what has been said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all the ability to act upon what has been said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to make dua to Him in the correct manner, in a manner that which He wishes for us to ask of Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins. Make this night a blessed night for us all. Give us the night of Qadr. the night in which 83 years and 4 months worth of worship, 1,000 months of worship, can be accumulated. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this to us in our nasib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward your sitting here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance. Inshallah, we will continue with our discussion with regards to the tafsir of the Quran. After Isha, there is very nice surahs which come up in the final half of the Quran. So inshallah, we will keep another very small mukhtasar bayan after Isha. Then tomorrow morning Fajr, after Fajr, we will give 10-minute, 5-minute bayan advice. And then I'll be off to the airport inshallah and going home to make my Eid with my family as well inshallah. Jazakallahu khair. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.